Hey there, welcome to Contracts and Chaos. My name's Alyssa.
And I'm Brenna, and we're here to tell you that you are not alone in the mayhem of this real estate industry.
We're keeping it real and sharing our stories, strategies, and successes in today's real estate world.
So come join us every Tuesday while we talk Contracts and Chaos. I'm going to hit go in case we can't
be good. In case we say anything good. Sharon's analogy of... it's just a different route to get where we were already going. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what this is. Like, I don't get why people are freaking out. All right. On that note, ladies and gentlemen.
Three guesses what we're talking about today. Right.
If you haven't heard, then you need to dig yourself out from under a rock. No offense. And pay attention to what's happening in real estate right now, especially... if you are a realtor. I know my mom listens to this, so, and she, but I will say, and I'm going to bring this up at some point later too, and maybe it's just because my mom has a child who's a realtor, but we talk every day. And during our conversation yesterday, the first thing she said to me was, I watched Sharon's call, and I was like, oh, okay. And she
was
like,
so funny.
The Today Show was totally wrong.
Yeah, well, that's the biggest thing. So over the weekend, this announcement was made. Well, by the time this airs, it will be last Friday.
Right.
But yeah, it was really nice of them to drop that little bomb on us on Friday and then everybody just go away for the weekend. Like, oh, hey, this is what's happening.
Right.
Peace out. See you Monday.
Yeah. And so just to like very clearly, just to very clearly state what we're talking about, NAR had a couple of lawsuits against them, some class actions, and they settled one. Now, before we dig into this, two things I want to say. One, we are not attorneys. This is not legal advice. Just going to lay that out there. I may have been a paralegal in a past life. Still not an attorney. Still not legal advice. Two, and this is something I don't think people have leaned into enough. This isn't guaranteed, guys. The Department of Justice has not signed off on this. This could... very easily be changed. This is not set in stone. Now, the odds of that happening may not be in our favor. But just remember those two things. One, we are not attorneys. Two, what you're hearing about today and from other sources is not set in legal stone at this point, at the time we are recording this. And today is March 19th of 2024. Okay.
And honestly, it's not as scary as it sounds.
No,
you know,
it's not.
Like I think the biggest change will be, so we're in North Carolina. We have had a buyer agency agreement already in place for years. And in that contract, and this will come down to the agents that are actually having buyer consultations and going through this information ahead of time, instead of just, you know, sign this piece of paper so I can get paid basically, because in that buyer agency agreement here, it goes over a verbiage that says, I will first seek my commission from the seller. If they're not working with a buyer's agent, then this is an agreement between you and I that my fee is whatever percentage. You know what I mean? And if you're not having that conversation, because I've shown houses that are for sale by owner or things like that are outside the MLS that you have to get that commission form signed for. And it's really... it's a little extra footwork, but that's why we have that conversation with our buyers. Like, hey, I know that you love this house. It's not listed with a real estate agent. The sellers don't want to work with a real estate agent. In this scenario, you will be responsible for my success fee, because that's what getting paid, like I get paid at the end of the day when you get keys or when you give your keys to somebody else. And it's because I did my job. That's when I get paid. I don't get paid along the way. I get paid when the job is done. So I think that it's just going to start to separate out the states that don't have a buyer agency agreement. I think that they'll have one in place here shortly. And then the ones that aren't actually utilizing that agreement to its fullest capacity to set up the expectations with their client, I think that's gonna bump up too.
I agree. And I think that's part of what got us into this mess. And I say us. Got those people who started this into this mess. They weren't doing a good job of explaining things. So I think a good.
Let's go over the false news.
Right,
Let's go
go
over the
over.
myths.
Right,
Because
let's.
this weekend, I had clients, friends, and family reach out and were like, are you getting paid? Are you gonna be a realtor anymore? Like, are you going back to bartending kind of thing? Because, and my husband even on a local Facebook group is like a big, I think it was CNN, that said like the 6% commission is no more. You know what I mean? And he's like, what is this? And I was like,
Right.
heck if I know. You know what I mean? Like, they've taken the narrative, I mean, it's the media, and made it so we sound like the villains.
Right.
And that's none of this is actually in the settlement agreement or anything like that. So
Yep.
let's go through the myths.
My favorite one is that, and I'm going to jump to the number two on my on the way I have them listed in our notes, but is that the 6% commission is going away and it's going to save consumers money. No, it's not. What you're not going to see is 6% that then the listing agent is sharing. So, okay, I guess technically there's not gonna you're not going to see 6% on one line, but it's still and let's back this up. There's no set commission. There's no standard. Everyone is allowed to charge what they want. I know some
Yeah, I
people
saw.
who have like a tiered system that goes up to 8 or 9%, depending on what services they're providing.
Because this is a service industry, you get what you pay for.
Right.
And I saw another news article that said that NAR required its agents to charge 6%. And that is not
That is
true.
not true.
Like, I can't tell you how many listing agreements or listing presentations I've lost because a seller's like, well, so and so around the corner down the block will list this house for 2%.
Right. And
Can you match that? Well, I can't. I don't want to.
right. Or
No, thank
if
you.
I'm going to do a structured, like a tiered commission, okay, yeah, for 2%, you know what I will do? I will put it in MLS and I will share it once on my
Just like
Facebook.
they're gonna do
And that's all
that.
you're going
Right.
to get because that's what it's worth. What is going to happen is there, it could still be whatever number you want to use 6%, whatever. It's just the way it's accounted for now and the way it's legally structured in the contracts. So it's the listing agent and the seller will have an agreement of a certain price. And then that seller can also say in that same listing agreement, this is what I'm willing to pay a buyer's agent. Same thing we did before, just phrased differently, because it used
Yeah,
to
and so like,
say, I will pay the listing agent 6%, and from that 6%, they will give the buyer's agent a certain percentage. And I think what got us in trouble was people weren't explaining that and or weren't giving sellers the option to determine how much of that they wanted to give. But 6%, this is not going to save consumers any money. And if you think that if your consumers come to you saying, well, it's going to save me money because I'm not going to pay a buyer's agent, well, you're eliminating a whole bunch of buyers because there are a lot of buyers out there who don't have the cash. And right now, unless there's some change in financing laws, they're not going to have the cash to pay this because they can't finance a commission. Some buyers, VA buyers, are not allowed to pay a commission. Now, could it be done as a seller concession? Maybe, but let's not get into the weeds here.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're also
The
gonna.
I think the
No, go ahead.
biggest thing is to just keep, like, again, none of this is set in
Right.
stone, and nothing, like, the only change that is happening is separating the seller commission and the buyer commission and who's paying what,
Right.
right? And making it, and it should have always been made very clear who was paying what. But this is just going to inevitably force us as educators and realtors to inform those clients what the economics look like and where that money is coming from and where that money is going.
Exactly.
That's really it. And you said it earlier. Sherrod said, news, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so great. You know, you're going from Laguna Beach to wherever he said.
Los Angeles, which is a really pretty Los drive, Angeles. By the way.
Yeah, Laguna Beach to Los Angeles, and there's two ways to get there, right? So one of those ways is no longer an option. It is shut down. Right.
There was a mudslide, and they're never going to clean it up.
Yeah, exactly. We are taking the back roads. We are using a new route. It is the same destination in mind. We are taking different roads to get there. And I was like, and this is something as I've been following it as it's kind of progressed. And I'm just like, this is so blown out of proportion because at least here in North Carolina, a lot of our contracts and documents are very like specific about who's paying and where that percentage is going. And if you are having a conversation with your seller for listing about percentages and you're having that conversation with your buyers about how you get paid, the ones that like when you get in trouble is when you're like, oh no, you don't pay me, I'm free for you. That's not true.
And I have
you want to do all that work for free,
right? And
that's
what amazes me is that people weren't having these conversations because, and maybe it's just North Carolina real estate school, but they drilled into us the ever-loving fear of God that you need to have that conversation, because if you don't, one, you're not going to get paid. Two, you're going to be in big trouble. And maybe I'm just like one of those people that's terrified of going to real estate jail, but I have that conversation. Like both of my parents, again, called me this weekend. And this is another point. If you think consumers aren't paying attention to this, you are wrong. Now,
it's been blasted all over their news for the last 4 days.
And at first I was like, oh, it's just my parents. And obviously they're going to be asking questions because they have a child in this industry and they're concerned. Wrong. Mm-hmm. I went to the bar Sunday night for dinner for St. Patrick's Day. Four different people who I don't know, who someone else at the bar was like, oh, she's a realtor, ask her, asked me about this situation. And they all brought up, this is what the news is saying. Is that true? And I was just like, no. And remember, it's not set in stone. So you need to be prepared for these conversations because it's not just going to be your parents and your friends asking. Like people are getting a lot of false information from the media right now, which is really unfortunate.
And it shouldn't be a surprise because we get a lot of false information about a lot of things through the media. But the problem is it's going to directly affect, you know, your friend, your sister, your cousin, who's a realtor, and these people are just like, oh, wow, like, they've been colluding and conspiring and all of this stuff, and it's just like, oh, Lord.
Yeah, and I think, so you need to be well-educated on this, and if you don't feel like your leadership is doing a good job and you're lost to where to find resources, this might be the time to start looking at different brokerages. Look at the ones who are standing strong on this, the ones whose leaders have come out and are saying positive things, who are not saying Chicken Little, the sky is falling. Because if your leadership thinks the sky is falling, it's going to fall in your firm. I'm just going to throw that out there, because if you come into this with a negative, scared the world is ending attitude, then yeah, you're going to be the person in the taxi cab as the asteroid hits, not the person on the spaceship getting out of town real fast. Like, come on. Mm-hmm. The other myth is that prices are going to drop. No, they're not. Sorry. Prices are not going to drop.
That's just like, period, the end. That has nothing to do with paying real estate commissions.
Compensation isn't changing. Commissions don't drop. Home prices aren't dropping because, one, we still don't have enough houses in this country right now. Mm-hmm. Two, compensation has nothing to do with the market value of a house. And I think this is where this was part of the lawsuit, or part of what people are hearing about the lawsuit, is they think we as realtors were the big bad guys who were setting higher prices to get higher commissions. Did you hear that? Someone just knocked something over in the other room. We weren't doing that. Maybe there's bad agents out there who were.
The other thing is that steering will be less common, and steering is basically, it's exactly what it sounds like guiding towards or away from, you know, an area, a neighborhood, in this instance, a property. And it's not going to be less common because, unfortunately, the people that are already looking in the MLS and saying, oh, well, they're only offering 1.5% or only offering 2%. I don't want to send that to my client. are still going to be the same people who are like, I don't know if they're offering a commission. And if they're not offering a commission, I'm not showing my client. You know what I mean?
Well,
Because it's, again, they're trying to avoid that hard conversation with their buyer that says, I provide a service and I work for a fee,
right.
you
And
know?
that's where the way I've always handled that situation is, one, we've had that conversation when we signed the agency agreement, which I don't show houses without one. Sorry, I just don't. So we've had that conversation of, hey, this is my fee. This paragraph says I will pursue it from the sellers, but if the sellers aren't willing to pay, then it is your responsibility. So when they say, hey, we really like this, one of the first things I do as I'm pulling up, covenants and restrictions, disclosures, all those things before we go to the house, is I look at that. And if it's a 1% commission, I come back to my client and I say, hey, remember that conversation we had? We need to go over that again. And just as a reminder, this is where we're at. So we have a couple things we can do here. We can negotiate it. We can see if we can get it. But if they don't, it is your responsibility to make up the difference. One, are you comfortable with that? And I calculate the number. If this is the price we offer, this is the amount that would be. Two, if, like, do you still want to look at this? Like, or are we because of that? So, and that's, in my opinion, that's not steering. That I'm being open and transparent with my client and giving them the knowledge they need to make an informed decision. Steering, in my opinion, is the, you look at it, they haven't seen it yet, and you say, oh, well, I'm not adding this to our list of showings on Saturday because it doesn't have a 3% commission or whatever your rate is. Like, mm-hmm. That's steering. So this whole situation is just going to require more education. And if you're not doing this already, you should have been. This is one of my favorites.
How many agents do you think are going to leave the business? Yeah.
So the other myth is that 1 million agents will be leaving the business because of this. Sharon said it's not going to happen. I somewhat disagree. Now, hear me out. Do I think it will be 1 million? I don't know, because I don't know the exact number of realtors in the United States. I know there's over 20,000 in Charlotte right now, so it could be. Do I think there are agents who are going to leave this business? Absolutely. Because those are the agents who don't like disclosing things, who are the shady, slimy salesmen, and who don't want to work hard. They got in thinking it's easy money. They don't want to adapt and change. Or this could also be the agents who were close to retirement anyway. And I know that sounds silly, but like, if I were like a year or two out from retirement anyway, and I don't think this is a drastic change because we live in a state where we already somewhat had to do this. But like Louisiana, they don't. There is an agency agreement, but you don't have to use it. I think it will be those agents as well. So it's going to be the people who are like, that's going to make this job too hard. I'll go back and find something else. Or it's going to be the agents who are like, you know what? I was on my way out of this business anyway, and I just don't feel like dealing with this, so I'm going to retire. But I do think there's going to be some type of exodus. How large? I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, and that happens like year to year, though, you know, right? Coming up on renewals and things like that. Like, there's always that group of people, whether it'll be specifically because of this or not, and I don't think that it'll be 1 million. But it's, again, going to be one of those instances that if you are already set up in your business for how you're handling this and how you are already –